This year in Bible Club, we are going to learn about the Ten Commandments. Does anyone know what a commandment is? Rule or law? We live in a world filled with rules. What are some of the rules at school? Be there by 7:50, stay in your seat, raise your hand before talking, do your homework, etc. And then what are some rules on your sports teams? Wear your uniform, go to practice, listen to the coach, stay within the boundary lines, etc. What are some rules at home? Don't hit, clean up your messes, talk nicely, obey your parents. Why do we need rules? We need rules to keep us safe so people are treated fairly, so there is order and not confusion. Rules are good for us. Rules set boundaries and restrict our behavior so that we can live in peace and harmony with each other. God gives us His rules for holy living in His Word, the Bible. We learn about God's rules, the Ten Commandments, in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. We learned stories from Exodus back in second grade when we had Bible Club. Does anyone remember what Exodus means? Exit, to depart or leave. Exodus tells us how God used Moses to bring His people out of slavery in Egypt and to the Promised Land. Soon after they left Egypt, the Israelites camped in the desert near Mount Sinai and waited to hear God's plan for them. Suddenly, brilliant lightning flashed through the sky. Thunder shook the earth, and the sound of a trumpet blared as a thick cloud covered Mount Sinai. The presence of God had covered the mountain, and the people ran away in fear. They begged Moses to talk to God for them. Moses met with God on Mount Sinai, and God gave Moses two stone tablets on which He wrote His laws. These laws, or rules, are called the Ten Commandments. God gave His people these commands because He loved them. He knew that they needed boundaries in order to live in a way that would be different and would reflect His character to the pagan nations around them. And because God was their Creator, He knew that obeying these commands would give them the greatest happiness. Even though the Ten Commandments were given thousands of years ago, they are still important today. Just as God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, God wants to deliver us from the slavery of sin. Sin has a way of trapping us and enslaving us. God gives us His laws to protect us from the painful consequences of sin that we just don't see in the moment. Whatever God tells us to do is always for our own good. I'm going to take a moment and read each of the Ten Commandments to you and give you a brief explanation. We'll go into each commandment in more detail in the weeks to come. Remember that these commands are not just a list of do's and don'ts. They are the keys to your happiness and well-being. 1. Thou shalt not have other gods before Me. God should always have first priority in your life. Thou shalt not make any false gods. Don't substitute anything else for God. Don't allow anything to become more important to you than God. 3. Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Always speak God's name with respect and reverence. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. God wants us to set aside one day a week to spend special time and concentrated time with Him. Honor thy father and mother. Respect and obey your parents. Thou shalt not kill. Value life because God is the giver of life. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Be faithful in marriage and keep your promises. Thou shalt not steal. Respect the property and the rights of others. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Tell the truth. Thou shalt not covet. Be content with what you have and don't allow your desire for things to become more important than God. God gave His people these commands out of His love. God gave his people his commands to protect them from the consequences of sin. And God gave them his commands so that they would learn to honor God by how they lived. But you know what? The people of Israel couldn't obey God's laws perfectly. They were born with sin in their hearts, just like we are. Does anyone remember our memory verse that begins with the letter A? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've all sinned, and none of us can keep God's laws perfectly. Each one of us has broken the Ten Commandments many, many times. Every one of us has lied about something, disobeyed our parents, taken something that didn't belong to us. Even though we can't keep the commandments perfectly, they are still good for us. They show us our sin and our need for a Savior. The Ten Commandments are like a mirror. When you look in a mirror, you see what you look like. You can see that your hair is messed up, or that you have spinach in your teeth, or that you have a milk mustache. But can the mirror help you brush your hair, or remove the spinach, or wipe your face? No, all the mirror can do is just show you what you look like. It can't fix anything. Well, the Ten Commandments are like they're a spiritual mirror. They show us the many ways in which we all sinned and fall short of God's glory and His perfection. But they can't fix the problem of sin and make us acceptable to God. The good news is Jesus came to make us acceptable to God. The Bible tells us that the punishment for sin is death, eternal separation from God, and all that is good. Because we've all sinned, we deserve to be punished for breaking God's law. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God loved us so much, He sent His Son Jesus into the world to live the perfect life we could never live. Jesus kept all the laws of God. He never sinned, so He didn't have to be punished. Jesus voluntarily died on the cross and took the punishment you and I deserve so that we could be forgiven. Now, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a king who lived in a faraway land. This king had a big problem in his kingdom. People were stealing left and right, and the king decided that something must be done to fix this problem. The king made a law that anyone caught stealing would have his right hand cut off. One day, the king's guards brought a woman to the king. This woman was caught stealing in the market, they said. The king looked at the woman and recognized her. She had been his nanny when he was a young boy. He remembered her telling him stories, rocking him to sleep, and bandaging his skinned-up knees. His heart was filled with love for her, but she had broken the law. Even though he loved her, he wouldn't be a just and trustworthy king if he had overlooked her behavior and failed to punish her. How could he balance his justice with his love? What would he do? The king thought for a moment and then rose from his throne. He stood in front of the woman and said, "The punishment for stealing is to have your hand cut off, but because I love you, they can cut off my hand instead." Boys, this is just an illustration. This is an illustration of what Jesus did for you and for me. Jesus loved us so much, He took the punishment you and I rightly deserved. Each of us has a choice to make. Will we accept Jesus' death on the cross as the payment for our sins, or will we insist on going our own way and paying for our sins ourselves? My hope and prayer is that you each will decide to accept the gift of salvation Jesus offers.